This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I think it's in the Marketplace style guide that we can't let more than 2 days go without a supply chain story. I kid, but that's kind of what the news feels like, right? So let's talk cars here for a second. You know about the chip shortage, which has forced Detroit to temporarily stop or slow production of a lot of models. Not great for the companies, obviously. Not great for consumers. Also not great, though, for the people who actually make the cars, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The U.S. auto industry goes through a lot of ups and downs.
It's very cyclical, and it's subject to things like supply chain issues.
Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive says because of that,
unfortunately, auto workers are rather used to this roller coaster ride of having jobs and then being laid off.
People who work at the big three Detroit companies, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, formerly Chrysler, are pretty well protected from that unpredictability because they're unionized. Kristen Gcheck at the Center for Automotive Research says there's a provision in United Auto Workers contracts that if your plant is idled, your employer
will make up the difference between the unemployment that you get from the state and a large share of what you would have earned had you been working.
And often the layoffs are temporary. Andy Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says that's the case now, and the automakers are making sure their employees know it.
Because there is an overall labor shortage occurring right now, too. So there probably is some concern from these manufacturers that those people will go out and find new jobs in the interim if they keep them on furlough for too long.
Shutting down plants that produce the F-150 for too long would be a big deal for another reason, says Kristen Gcheck at the Center for Automotive Research.
It's a really big deal to shut down pickup truck plants. Shutting down pickup truck production means shutting down profits.
And that could affect employees too, because they get profit sharing checks.
And those are, you know, they've been enormous, you know, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year for a number of years now. That'll be a hit to personal income for workers who get profit sharing.
And she says a hit to the local economies where those checks get spent. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.